Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a mail on July 1 regarding Joseph Dubicki, D-U-B as in boy, I-C-K-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Dubicki as described in my report of 12-8-18. But he's now a 57-year-old male who again reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 1-5-17. He indicates he injured his neck and underwent cervical fusion in October 2017 for herniations at C4 and C5. He had physical therapy afterwards. More recently, 2021, he did have additional medical attention paid to him. In paragraph, I was in receipt of nearly all of the records you provided in this matter. Amongst those that are new is a cervical spine MRI report from 7-8-21 to be inserted. This was done at the referral of Dr. Bhatnagar, B-H-A-T-N-A-G-A-R. The petitioner followed up with him on 10-12-21. When it was described, he had previously undergone a need for treatment evaluation when he was sent for the aforementioned cervical MRI. He continued to have pain in the neck extending into the forearm area. Dr. Bhatnagar reviewed the MRI, noting the previously operated levels, C5-C7, are well maintained without any obvious evidence of residual neural compression. Compared to C4-5, he has a broad-based disc arthritic complex with some thecal sac impingement, as well as foraminal narrowing. He has findings at C3-4 as well, but not as severe. His overall impression was cervical radiculopathy, status post ACDF from C5-C7, and junctional cervical disc herniation. Perry opined the C4-5 level was likely causing symptomatology, so a course of physical therapy was ordered. He allowed Mr. Dubicki to continue working in a full duty capacity. Follow-up with Dr. Bhatnagar continued through 2-8-22 when he felt still feeling well. When he stated he was still feeling well, he finished out therapy and was improved but not symptom-free. Repeat cervical spine x-rays showed instrumentation from C5-C7, but the junctional level above shows minor degenerative changes. Dr. Bhatnagar deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. They discussed the possibility of injection options, but the petitioner did not want to pursue that. He was therefore discharged from care to return on an as-needed basis.